This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
It is Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's, live from the 1250 AM, 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios. Powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer here. Charlie Usen producing the show. Joining us now, Bucks legend, also FanDuel Sports Network, Bucks TV analyst. He is Marcus Johnson. Follow him on Twitter at oldschool888. What is going on, Mr. Johnson? How are you?
Well, I guess I'm the second greatest small forward in Milwaukee Bucks history. I guess Chris Middleton's going to...
Man, I heard you.
Going to take that mantle over now. So, it's been so much activity the last couple of days, man. My head's still spinning.
I heard you saying that stuff last night on TV. I was shaking my head at the TV when you were saying that stuff. I'm still taking with you over Chris Middleton. And with all due respect, I know where Middleton is with all the numbers and everything that he did. But if you're asking me who the better basketball player is, I'm taking me Marcus Johnson every day.
Well, in terms of just being... You know, if you just break down basketball ability, I'd say myself hands down.
There you go.
But in terms of what Chris was able to do in the playoffs, in the finals, you know, without Giannis, that series against Atlanta.
Yeah.
I mean, man, you know, it's hard to argue with the contributions that he made to a championship for the first time in 50 years. And so, you know, it's a good discussion to have, but I have no problem. Just giving up the throne to a guy that meant so much to the Bucks in terms of winning that championship.
I didn't know really what to expect last night from this team as far as the emotional toll it would take, whatever, when you lose a guy like Chris Middleton. I thought they responded well. They played well. They pretty much had that game in hand from start to finish last night. How was the emotional reaction? I mean, you were around those guys. What did you see?
Well, you know, it started at shoot around. And so, you know, I knew something was up. We were in the gym, this gym in Charlotte that Under Armour had refurbished for Steph Curry and his family and his neighborhood and his hometown, Charlotte, North Carolina. We were sitting in there waiting for shoot around to start. And the first thing that happens is Tyler Smith sitting next to me. He's talking about how he's tried to contact A.J. Johnson and no call back and doesn't know what's going on. And I'm like, man, don't worry about him. You just worry about yourself. You're here. And I have no indication that A.J. had been involved in the trade. So that's the first thing. Then Doc cleared everybody out, which he rarely does. Sometimes he'll clear the media out, but leave the other training personnel in, the massage people and therapists and those types of people. But he got everybody out the gym. So that was kind of weird. And then, came back in and kind of that's when the news broke that the trade had been made. And so, it was a shock for everybody. It was a bit of grieving and sadness just from the 11 plus years that I've gotten to know Chris, 11 years since I've been a Milwaukee Buck broadcaster. But as you talked about, I mean, the team came out and responded even without Giannis. A late scratch, and then Bobby Portis, after his prolonged absence from the team, just hit the ground running and you know, it just turned out to be just a tonic. I think that this team needed an undermanned, depleted Hornets team without LaMelo, without Brandon Miller, and some other guys that they count on. And it was kind of just the right situation that this team needed going through what it was going through emotionally.
Yeah, you could definitely tell Bobby had fresh legs last night compared to everybody else running around out there. That was for certain. Marcus, I want to get your thoughts on A.J. Johnson, because when the trade went down, I quote tweeted and said, horrible, just horrible. And I was more mad about A.J. Johnson being included in it than anything else. And I guess it's from me looking at this big picture of, look, there's no guarantees Giannis is going to retire here and he's going to be here forever. And at some point, you're going to need some really good young players to build around. I thought he has a chance to be a really good young player against the Thunder. I know they were getting blown out, but I thought him and Smith looked pretty good in that game.
Looked really good. And trust me, I'm a big fan of A.J. Johnson, but this is just me speculating, no inside information at all, but just me speculating, I would think that in order for the trade to come through, that A.J. Johnson, there was a demand for him.
Yep.
Like, we're not going to make this happen unless you include this young kid, even more so than Chris Middleton. You know what I'm saying? In terms of Washington and the future that they want to build, they've got some good young talent. Bilal Coulibaly, whose name I love to say, he's a good young player. Some other decent pieces, the high draft picks and whatnot. But A.J., man, you know, he had one of the most spectacular missed dunks in that game toward the end.
Yep.
He came in, took off full speed. And so I'm with you. I mean, that part of it was disappointing that he had to be included in a deal like that. And I was talking with Dave Kane before our broadcast last night, the radio guys filling in for Lisa Byington. And it's like, you know, he's the kind of guy that could come back and bite you in the butt, you know, 5 years from now. If he fulfills his potential and he becomes the kind of player that he could possibly be with his tools, his physical tools, you might look back at this and have some regret.
All right, let's talk about a couple of the other guys that come over. Talk with Marcus Johnson, FanDuel Sports Network, Bucks TV analyst, Bucks legend. Follow him on Twitter at OldSchool888 as he joins us on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's here on The Fan. Sparky, with you. I did not know a whole bunch about Jericho Sims. As he comes over from the Knicks, I looked on YouTube, found a video that I think the Knicks put up back in September, and they were talking about, you know, what his teammates want from him, and they're always like, hey, if we give you the ball, just dunk the basketball. That's literally all I could find. Like, I couldn't find him making jumpers. I couldn't find him doing anything other than dunking the basketball. However, from what I read, he's improved quite a bit defensively, they say, this year. What's your thoughts on Jericho Sims?
Well, so I got a podcast with my son Chris here, District, on the Bucks Audio Network. But in preparation for the recording we did today, I reached out to Walt Frazier, Hall of Famer, longtime color analyst for the Knicks.
Great dresser.
Straight up about, one of the ultimate in fashion, you know, just, you know, whatever. But Walt's saying was that he liked him. Great attitude, great locker room young man. You know, needed to improve skills in terms of scoring around the basket, but no one more athletic. And then my son Chris told me he had a 44.5-inch vert at 6'9", 6'10". And so I'm privy to having some of these advanced sites where I can look at, you know, every offensive possession. And yeah, he struggles in a crowd to score when there's people swiping at the ball. Not the strongest with it in the league, but in terms of catching lobs and rim running and rim protection and dunking, I think he's a really good complement to Brook Lopez at 37. Brook, I think, is playing over 30 minutes a game, somewhere around there right now, which is probably 3 or 4 too many at this stage of his career because he wants to play every night. And so for this young man to come in and play 12 to 15 minutes a game on a second unit with a Bobby Portis and a Torian Prince and whomever else is thrown out there, Gary Trent Jr., I mean, you know, he's an intriguing player. I need to see more of him before I can, you know, really make a judgment, concrete judgment. But watching the videos that I watch, man, this dude jumps out the freaking – and that's what I thought this going in, too. It's like, okay, we need to find us a rim-running, shot-blocking, dunking, you know, young player that athletically can really enhance this team in terms of bringing some youth and live her younger leg to the floor, and he brings that. So, you know, we'll see. I haven't seen we'll see how he fits in with this unit, but based on what I just watched today, he's a very intriguing player to me.
Kevin Porter Jr. comes for Marjon Beauchamp, and obviously Beauchamp wasn't getting any run with the Bucks here in the last, well, at all this year. I would assume Kevin Porter Jr. ends up somehow, some way into this rotation, would be my guess.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
He's got to be. You know, he's 20 minutes a game with the Clippers, almost 10 points a game. Remember, he dropped that 50-piece on us two or yep. 3 years ago when he was with the Houston Rockets late in the season. And so what the thing I like about Kevin Porter Jr. is first Rainier Beach, Seattle, you know, Jamal Crawford was kind of his mentor. Look, he's had some run-ins, some issues in pretty much every place he's been. But hopefully maturity and what he has learned from those experiences will take hold. But on the court, more tangibly, let's talk about that. This dude has got more shake, more shiftiness, you know, more quickness with the basketball offensively in terms of creating his own shot. And, you know, he's had some, I guess the Celtics, I think like a week or 10 days ago, he had like a 16-point third quarter. They talked about bringing in some defensive stopper, Springer, or somebody that's shutting down in the fourth. But he's shown the ability to carry a team offensively for stretches in certain quarter-like situations. And that's something that, as much as I love Marjon and his potential, he just, you know, just wasn't there yet for whatever reason. And I'm not knocking a young man. I'm hoping he flourishes with the Clipper. I love Marjon Beauchamp, everything he represents, his commitment to his Native American heritage and everything else. But this Kevin Porter Jr., you know, and this is my thing too, man. You know, Kyle Kuzma, it relates to him, Kevin Porter Jr., Jericho Sims. These guys will be playing for a championship. They'll be put in a situation where they'll be around a Giannis, around a Dame, around Brook Lopez, Bobby Portis, Pat, all these professionals that have been there. And I just believe that will enhance their enthusiasm, their approach, their professionalism for the game. And that's the hopes, that they'll come in and fit right in and just make this team which is good right now, but not great, make turn this team from good to great. So that remains to be seen, but that's the hope I think that everybody has.
Marcus Johnson, FanDuel Sports Network, Bucks TV analyst, Bucks legend. Follow him on Twitter at oldschool888. Joins us here in Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy Sparky with you. Whose minutes does Porter eat into then if he comes into the rotation? Because Connaughton, when everybody's healthy, hasn't been playing as much. So, I mean, that leaves Rollins and A.J. Green.
Well, or Gary Trent
Jr.
Also in that second unit, but Ryan Rollins, it just depends, on how well he fits in. But you're right, and it's going to give Doc some tough decisions, but also even more options. And that's not a bad thing to have, but that's a great question. And, I would hate to see it be A.J. Green because we need his shooting to stretch out defenses. So I don't think it's him. Gary Tritt Jr., he's been shooting well except for the last few games, but we'll see. It depends on defensively, but where KPJ, as he's known as, where he can fit in with this team defensively, if he can catch on and be a good defensive-minded player and contribute defensively, he's got a chance to do so. But if he doesn't, it's going to be tough.
Where does Kuzma fit in all this? I guess is my question, because this dude's like 6'10", and you're adding him in. Yeah. Is he a bench guy coming off the bench now, like Middleton was on that second unit? Do they leave the starting five alone? And how does he fit, man? What does he bring to the table?
That's a tough ask. Also, of Doc Rivers, Torian Prince has played really well as a starter.
Yep.
If you've got Giannis and Dame on the floor, do you really need a third scoring option that's going to, to give you 15 to 20 points a game with those two at the same time? So an option might be to stagger and allow him to be a second unit guy. There's some issues or talk about or concerns or questions of whether or not at this stage of his career, Kyle Kuzma, 6'9", 225, is he – able to defend sufficiently enough at the three spot, or is he more of a four defensively? Looking at his stats on Basketball Reference, he's played a lot of power forward. You see a lot of PS when you look at the designation beside his name. And so I think of him as more as a small forward offensively based on his perimeter skills and ability to knock down mid-range jump shots. But defensively is where you got to find the best fit for him. And it might be, a second unit guy. I mean, a second unit with him and Bobby Portis and whomever else, might be something that you look at. But again, it's an option that is a good option to have. Now, Kyle Kuzma, bad season this year on a bad team, struggling 60% from the free throw line tells you that his head is just not into it. He's normally a 73, 74% guy, shot 78% last year from the free throw line. So, averaging 15 a game, averaged 22 last year. So we're looking at trying to land somewhere in between those numbers. And wherever you find a place for him to fit in, I think he's going to be a great addition to this team in the long haul.
I got one last one, but it's a personal question, if you don't mind. It feels like you're having more fun than ever doing these games, man. You're laughing and cracking jokes and just having a good old time with these games. Is that true?
Well, I'm living a dream, man. We always joke with Dave Yeager, the assistant coach, every time we see each other. Living the dream, man. It's just working for this organization, everything that's happened, working with these guys, being around Lisa Byington and Dave Kane and everybody else involved with the broadcast crew. It's why not have a good time? Everything is in place for it to be an enjoyable experience and, I'll be 69 on Saturday. So I ain't got nothing left but to have some fun, man, and to make this fourth quarter of life the best experience I can make it.
The only thing that I want to know is, can you still dunk?
We'll see. I've been working, man. I was doing my leapfrog here down in Atlanta and workout room. I got my bands on. I'm doing all this stuff. And I still may not be able to, but we'll see. That's the goal. That's what I'm working towards.
That's my favorite video every year. I can't wait to see Marcus get up and dunk that basketball. Well, happy birthday. Happy birthday in advance, man. I hope you have a good one. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Thank you. Appreciate you. Thank you.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.